Chairs No Waiting, episode number 301, Tribute Artist Memories, Part 2. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and pick up some of the wonderful Mayberry things you'll find there. They got Mayberry RFD DVDs as well. You won't miss out if you head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 301 is Gaither Harwood. Well, Gaither, thank you for helping contribute to the show, and thank you all for joining me tonight. It's always great to spend some time here in Mayberry with you. Now, this week we're going to be continuing with the tribute artist interviews that I did, or the memories, I should say. We did a couple of weeks ago now. I'm back on October 11th. October 11th, I believe it was. We were down in Addison, Alabama, heading for the Pat Buttram Days Festival. And we were able to grab some of the tribute artists that were there. Tonight you're going to be hearing from Jeff Branch, who does Howard for us. David Browning, you'll hear him. He's a Mayberry deputy. Tim Pettigrew, who's Goober. Kenneth Junkin, that's Otis. And you'll also hear toward the end, they'll be talking about Phil Lee. I'm doing Ernest T. Bass. And one of the people talking about him will be Phil Fox, who also does Ernest T. Bass. So I hope you guys are going to enjoy this. I know I am, because these are some of the greatest guys in the world. So without me talking too much longer, let's head over and hear from what these guys have to say about some of their memories from the Andy Griffith Show. I mean, there's been so many memories we've had doing different events, but some of these things, I guess, where you got to actually meet somebody that was part of the show, it's been amazing. Yeah. So,
I forgot to meet, of course, Jack Dodson.
But, so this is Jeff Branch, by the way.
But a couple of things that stick in my mind is... David Browning just kept on me about doing Howard for a long time.
I've made some mistakes.
Yeah, that's right. You have. He said it went to my head.
I talked to you for 5 years.
That's right. And finally, I decided to get up the courage and do that. And that's how I got to meet up with Phil and got to be good friends with him. But one thing I remember about doing Howard all the time is that it's funny how ladies will come up to you and say, you look better now than you did on TV. And either they think I'm his son or I'm him or something. That's the neat thing about doing the characters that we do. But one of my funniest ones, it wasn't a Mayberry event, but David Browning, I'm going to say it to you here. I love this man. He's amazing.
That's a consensus, I believe.
That's right. But I would bring him in to do all my DARE graduations. Yeah. And David, I said, hey, let's go to the courthouse. We went to the courthouse, and two things happened. There was a murder trial going on. And me being a deputy sheriff, I said, come on, we can go in here, no problem.
You told me the judge was a huge Mayberry fan.
That's right. And then we walk in, and what did he say, David?
Out!
Yeah, he told us to get out. And then
I walked in the door, the judge raised up, went, out!
That one didn't go so good. But then we walked around, and back then, when I worked I worked for the Stanley County Sheriff's Office, the mental health unit was in the same building. So you can tell where this is going. So we were getting ready to go out the courthouse doors, and this lady who was a client there, she looked at David and said, you look familiar. And he said, well, I'm the sheriff of Davidson. And she said, well, you know what? You look like some guy I've seen on TV, and if you can go to Charlotte and make you some cash in them clubs.
You ought to go to Charlotte.
That's right. So that was one of the funniest ones with David.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Well, I met Jeff, actually, at Charlotte Motor Speedway. When I first started doing it, they had a squad car, a sheriff's car, from every county in the state of North Carolina. And there was a car dealership out on Route 74, Bob Mayberry's Chrysler dealership. And he had a 63, I think,
right.
61 Galaxy out there painted. And for a while it had a stand-up of Andy saying, howdy, or something. And they brought their car over there for me. Well, they had to lowboy it because it didn't run, I don't think.
Yeah.
And I was standing around with that car, and Jeff came over to me and at that point and said, have you ever done DARE graduations and that kind of thing? We struck up a friendship.
Yeah.
And that's how that
great.
All came about.
That's awesome. Well, Tim, what's your memory?
Well, I'd say when I got the chance to meet George, you know, your mentor who you be after him or look up to him and get his approval of you doing it, that's pretty awesome. But I remember going to one of his birthday parties, and we just talked about this earlier, Kenneth, at the Lutherans International Convention in Greensboro we did
that.
One year.
Right.
Well, I was waiting outside the car outside of the Loveless Cafe for time to come in for George's birthday party, and a lady had called and wanted to know if I'd be available for to do that show, and I said, oh yeah, that sounds great, awesome. And so when we went inside, I sat across from George at the table, and we were talking, and he says, well, Tim, he says, how's our career going? I said, pretty good, George. In fact, I just got a call, you know, before I come in here about the Lutheran Convention in Greensboro to do. He goes, well, I'm glad to hear one of us is working. He'd go, say Judy, Judy, Judy for me. So I went, Judy, Judy, Judy. And he goes, not bad, not good. But I just want to say that I really don't believe any of us would be here if it wasn't for David Browning.
Oh, yeah.
That's who personally thank the most. He's seen the talent in us, and every one of us here is great Mayberry fans, and he's seen that. And I think that's what you got to have first, is to be a fan of the show and love the show. But I strongly believe, and every one of us agree, that we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for David Browning.
I thought David Browning was just scraping the bottom of the barrel for friends.
Well, was it just with you me? Know, just an addition to what you were saying about George, when I first started doing this, you know, George was the first celebrity to have me open for him at the Washington County Fair, and I was still working at the Outdoor Drama. And I got a call one day and said, they said, we've hired George Lindsay, not Goober. He was doing a stand-up as George Lindsay. And he suggested we get in touch with you. And that was after we had done that parade down there outside of Nashville. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that parade.
And so he suggested this, and I went and did 10 minutes before, and then I introduced him. And when the show was over, he came up to me and he said, you're getting too many laughs out there.
You mentioned that for I remember we was down there for his party, and we did that Nashville Christmas parade.
Oh, yeah.
It rained. And it was, 20 below or something?
And we ran the whole
thing. I said, this is the fastest 3-mile parade we did in 15 minutes.
But he also, he would, we saw him one day. I don't know whether you were there or not, but I went to, I think the theme park was still down at Opryland, and Jim Clark and I went to see him or something, and he was signing books there just outdoors. He was signing books, and he looked up and he said, there's the guy that's getting all my bookings. Stealing all my jokes and getting all my bookings. That's what he said.
Yeah, I tell you, I really miss George.
Yeah, I do too.
I know Ken here was good friends with him. Yeah. So
what's your memories of
this? Oh, wow. Well, the first thing I remember was my first Mayberry days. That I actually went to the big, I guess you'd say, convention in Nashville. That none of us, you know, I seen David on stage back in around 90.
I was there.
Yeah,
we didn't know any.
No, we didn't know each other.
That's when I still had that pointed hat,
yes.
Didn't I?
Yeah, and I remember seeing David said, there on stage going, like, man, look at that guy. He's moves just
and
like Barney.
We were real excited.
Big wet jar of pickles.
Yeah, and Dave, when Don Knotts came out on stage in his uniform and they were playing Santa Lucia, I looked around, there was tears just rolling off of the crowds. Just everybody I looked at, because I think it's one of the first times he had made an appearance in his uniform.
Mm-hmm. But you know, he didn't have a tie.
Right. And you let
him. I offered him mine, but I think Francie found him one. He was going to wear my tie, and that would have been it right there. But he didn't.
But then we went to Mayberry Days. And we saw our group from Alabama parked in the municipal lot there behind the barbershop. And We went up the saloon. We've never been there before. First person to see is David Browning and his Barney outfit on the street.
Was that when I yelled at you?
You looked and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, the Darling family." And he was, and we said, "Hey, he's coming over here." And he came over. And they had us in the parade because they was, couldn't find enough people to get in the parade. And David was on the street during the parade. And this was in 1991 or two, the second Mayberry days. And we looked
well,
up.
That was my first year.
Yes,
there.
It was your first. It was our first. And he come running down the street towards our and dove like Superman over the tailgate. And we caught him. But anyway, then.
Don't do that anymore.
No. Bob Scheib invited me. I met him there to help him with the squad car rendezvous. He wanted to know if I'd drive Don Knotts around.
Oh, my goodness.
And
you had to think about it a while?
But meeting Don Knotts, getting to drive him around on two occasions, and he, you know, he's laid back, and it was just a dream come true. It's a, we got to talk, and but David again, after he said, "You need to do," he called me Otis. I was showing up a lot of events, driving the, you know, I drove most of the cast members for my first few years. Which was a big honor for me.
Well, y'all were security. You and
Tim.
Tim
and Kevin and Joel Laird.
And really up there in Ohio at the Spark Car Rendezvous.
Yeah. We had
Don to, really needed.
We had to lock arms around him to get him. And but anyway, I remember as this Otis character, we were at Newcastle. With Miss Indiana.
Oh, yes.
Sarah Wiley. And we were doing.
Sarah Wiley.
She was a beautiful, sweet, talented.
Yeah. I found a picture of her yesterday.
You
did? I did too.
And we were doing a big auction. And after it was over, we were swapping our autograph pictures. And she handed me hers, of course. And I looked and said, "Kenneth, you are awesome." And I went around looking at her. I said, "She put awesome on that." Yeah. And I went up to Jim Clark and said, "Jim, look at this. She put Kenneth, you're awesome on here." And he said, "Oh, she's blind, huh?" But anyway, the next day or that night, I ran up to my car to get some shirts. And it was drizzling rain, which was about 4 or 5 blocks from the venue we were working. And I come back down, and here come Jim Clark. Nobody else around. He's one, and Jim Clark is a heck of a guy. Mm-hmm. We all know. Well, he had got her. Miss Indiana had signed Jim a paper. It said, "Jim, you are most awesome." And then Jim looked at me and went,
But the best line of that weekend, present company, accepted, but Phil Lee was there.
Yes.
And this Miss Indiana introduced her dad. And Phil looked at her and said, "That's a Hoosier daddy? Who's your daddy?"
Oh, man. You're talking about Phil Lee.
Yeah.
That is a wonderful human being right there. And one of the best Ernest T. Bass impersonators out there.
He's a
or
great
tribute
fella.
Artist. And yeah, I was fortunate enough to be able to, when he has other family obligations, to kind of fill in with the group.
Yeah.
And I've been very proud to be a part
He's
of
a nice
this.
Man.
This group.
All right, folks. Well, that's it. That's it for this evening. We've got, I want to thank all these guys for appearing on the show and just being a part of it. We've got more parts of this. This is episode 301. We're going to have it on 302 and 303, I believe, also we'll wrap this up. But I hope you guys are enjoying this. I would like to hear from you some of your Mayberry memories. If you've been to Mayberry events and stuff, call in. Leave me a message at 888-684-8415, and I'd like to hear from you because your memories, we're all just fans, are just as important as these Mayberry tributes. And if you're enjoying hearing them, other people would enjoy hearing from you. So, again, give me a call at 888-684-8415 and tell me your Mayberry memories so we can share it with all these guys that are listening. Folks, I want to thank you again for joining me here in Mayberry, and we'll see you next time right here on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Good night, everybody.